With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 103.3 and the Party 103.3 app.
Toledo.
Hello.
Clarissa Jenkins, phone check.
Phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to please?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, this is Katina Mobley calling from the Student Affairs Division. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
We are doing good. You're probably awaiting your certificate for your bachelor's, am I correct?
Yeah.
Well, you better keep on waiting, because as far as I see right here in my system, you ain't getting as far as graduation is concerned.
Okay. How come I didn't get anything in the mail about this? And where did you get my cell phone number? Because I have my house number on record there.
Okay, let's get one thing straight here. I'm the one who asked the questions. I don't need to hear your verbal rantissery. Okay, what's the problem?
The problem is what I just told
you.
You're calling from a number that I've never seen before. You're telling me that my degree is not finished.
Be quiet.
All right, you know what?
You want your degree?
What?
Do you want your degree?
Yes, I want my degree, but I don't know who you are.
Then calm down.
Speak to me this way.
That's it. One more semester. Give him one more semester.
Are you kidding me right now? All right, I need to speak to your supervisor because I don't want to speak with you anymore.
I need to speak to your parents.
Are you kidding me?
Do you want to grind? You want this paper?
Did you go to school?
Do you want this paper?
You do whatever you want. And then you can speak with my lawyer and everything else.
Baby, let me tell you something. You ain't got no lawyer, number one. Okay?
That's bullshit. I got a attorney.
Oh, yeah? What you do for a living? Why you need an attorney? Because you always in trouble.
That's what you do in life. You get an attorney in case you run into people like you who call from random numbers.
You know what? If this was the 1930s, I'd put you over my lap and beat your fat meat with a yardstick.
Wait, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
You heard what I said.
You put a yardstick across my back meat?
That's right.
I'm calling the cops.
Don't call the cops. Call Dave. Because he's the one I wanted your phone check.
You gotta be kidding me.
Phone! You've just been phone checked.
Listen, take it. Yeah, baby.
Get phonecheck.com.
Party 103.3 Party Mix is on now with DJ Bubba. If you've never heard of him before, you will learn. Party Mix with DJ Beansy.
Cold as supper, your heart it glitters, you make me quiver, shiver, got me like ooh. You're cold as supper, your heart it glitters, you make me quiver, shiver, got me like ooh. You're cold as supper, your heart it glitters,
let this moment slip away, 'cause I got my eye on you. I see you looking over your shoulder. Let me make my way over. Excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? Your body looking right, you're the type I like and I'm pursuing. Can I get a little closer so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over? All I really want is for you to back it up, go and put your weight on it, 'cause it's alright. Do what you wanna, make me believe it. Ooh, I wanna see you get it showing, get it showing, get it showing.
In the 419.
All right, we're back. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealer, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import and domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships, test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. I'm Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus. We got Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty, and our special guest in studio, a local rapper who's just inked a big deal with one of the biggest rappers in the business today, Polo G. Mikey, CNN Mikey is in the house. What's up, brother? How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good, man. All right. So CNN Mikey, first I want to tell you, how did you get your nickname? Did you like watch CNN as a kid?
So CNN came about when I wanted to start like a clique, I guess.
Of all people that watch CNN? Me too.
No, not that.
Oh. I was like, that's a clique I could get into.
I was really into world events.
Man, Wolf Blitzer is the band.
My grandma used to be like, oh, that boy in CNN.
That boy in CNN.
No, I started, it stands for Chasing New Nirvana, so it's like basically just like pursuing like whatever your happiness is, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like just trying to, you know, because I feel like a lot of people go throughout life just trying to get by and doing what other people tell them to do. So that's what it started with. And also, I like the moniker CNN because a lot of people are going to say what you're seeing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and that just brings more attention.
And then when you post it, you got to put breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
That'll be your first album.
Yeah, breaking news.
I can already see all the diss songs coming in. I'm going to put that boy on CNN.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. See, that's how he works.
Just know I said it first. You can't say it now.
So was it verbal copyright 2023? Put it out there. All right, we're talking to CNN Mikey now. Mikey, you said you're 21. Mm-hmm. You look very young. I mean, but you went to graduate from Springfield High School, so you're a Springfield guy.
Yeah.
So when did you start getting into rap music and knowing that you had the talent to do it?
Well, my whole life I've been kind of like musically inclined, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I was always like making little songs on the guitar. I like knew how to play chords. I wasn't nothing special, but I just love singing. And like my grandma would like take videos of me posting on YouTube. Don't go looking for those videos though. I don't think they out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So basically, I was just really like love music. I tried choir and like. Seventh grade, and I didn't like it. I thought it was terrible. But after that,
maybe this choir needs we need a rap break.
Yeah,
the teacher's like, I don't know about that. CNN Mikey.
Crossover.
A big crossover.
That is what high school choirs is missing now. Is the rapper.
Yes, it's true. That's that would give it the next flavor, the next thing. Your school wasn't buying it though, huh? No.
No, I mean I wasn't buying it. I ain't like it.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
No.
What I was doing. But no, for real. I mean, I just kind of like started. I asked my dad for a mic for Christmas one year, and he told me no. I just asked him for a microphone. He was like, "No, I ain't getting you that." And then I kind of just started recording myself, and slowly got better and better.
Yeah.
And then I actually went to college at the University of Toledo for a year and a half. But during my first year,
what city is that in?
Toledo. University of Toledo.
Oh, okay. All right.
In Toledo.
I'm just messing with you.
I signed like to my management now. Like back then, I thought I was big time. I was flying out to LA. I'm like, oh, this is it. I made it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't make it yet.
You know what's cool, though? I love the story of how you got this new record deal with Polo G. And some of us, something like Demetrius doesn't know who Polo G is. He's not cool like we are. But, Polo G is huge, and so
I don't think that's very nice of you to say.
What?
That he's huge.
No, I mean
he could just be big bone
musically. No, not fat.
Oh.
So you're at the airport, and how did you know it was Polo G? You just knew him from his music.
Well, yeah, I knew him from his music, and like I just knew what Polo G looked like.
Okay.
And plus everybody else was like, "Is that Polo G?"
Okay,
you know, they were whispering it. So yeah, he was like six people. I was flying Spirit that day, which is crazy. Like I was in a Spirit terminal at LAX, and he was like six people ahead of me in security, and I just went up to him and asked him to listen to some music, and his little brother was like, "We're about to miss a flight, bro. Like we can't do it right now." Like kind of just like shrugging me off. But, you know, that's what you're supposed to do when you got a superstar like that. You know, you can't listen to everybody's music.
Right.
So he was like, "You know what? Like, no, let me hear him out." Da da da. Like he was like, "I'll listen to you after the airport security."
Uh-huh.
I was like, "Okay."
Why? So, but it's cool because he told you no, basically, but you like stayed on it.
Oh, yeah.
And you went up to him. A lot of people don't have the balls to just go up to a big rapper like that. Here, listen to my music. I'm sure he gets that all the time. So it means a lot that you must have been really good to stand out because like, I'm sure he gets that, like I said, all the time.
Yeah, I was living in LA at the time, and I've been like manifesting and praying on like a big win for a while. I was working like continuously, like 6 to 8 hours a day, just working on demos, music, just getting better. And I was like, I just felt like it was my shot, really. That's just what it came down to, like how bad you want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the manifesting thing you mentioned, so you believe in manifesting then?
Oh yeah, of course I do.
What part of it, like, what do you know about it? What do you do?
Well, like when I was younger, I would be in the shower pretending I was in an interview, like. Oh, so I'm like prepared for interviews. I feel like I already had media training, you know. Like, and then like you know how like some like in my granny shower they got like a glass outer thing
where you
can just like write on it when it gets foggy,
steamy,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would write down like everything I was gonna do like on there during the shower, and then I'm big on praying and like talking to God too. So like that helps me just like. I feel like if you train yourself to say, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, then you're going to end up doing it if you keep putting in the work, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Is it hard, though, in the rap industry? Because you have to be, like, have street cred, and you have to do a... I mean, you went to Springfield High School. That's not a whole lot of street cred. Is it harder for you?
Yeah.
grew up on the mean streets of Springfield High School?
No, it ain't like that. I moved all around Toledo my whole life.
Yeah.
I just went to Springfield because we used my grandma's address. and I lived over there, you know, for off and on and stuff. But
see, that's a gangster ass move, and like a lot of people don't understand. Like, you guys don't understand streets. Like, streets. Streets is when you use a relative's address so your kid can go to another school.
To a nice school.
Right? No. That is when you got to get one piece of mail mailed to grandma's house.
You do.
Yeah. So you could stay in that school.
Yeah, they used to come to my granny's house and check if I had clothes there.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they did, like, home checks on us. And then I was supposed to go to Bowser my freshman year, and because we were living over off the Anthony Wayne Trail, and I was just like, I don't want to go there. I already love Springfield, you know? Like, I grew up, like, with around all these kids. And
yeah.
So, yeah. And bigger with it was because of sports, too. Like, I already knew all the coaches. And so, yeah.
Wow. Well, so then now you're, I'm sure people are coming at you. Now that you signed this big deal with Polo G, all these people are coming at you left and right out of the woodworks. Hey, you haven't talked to you in years. Now they're popping up, right?
Everyone wants something.
Everyone wants something.
Everyone wants something. Everyone right now is asking for a feature. I can't do no features right now.
For those who don't know, what is a feature?
Just like people trying to get me on their song, I guess. Oh. You know. So.
Oh, because they want to make themselves big. I mean, if they can get you on there, because now you got name recognition, and they want to pull you on.
Yeah.
Now, are you trying to? Do you have any like friend rappers that you're trying to bring along on this ride with you?
Or is
of course. Are you? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not along for the ride, but you know, just like doing little stuff that I can to help them like exceed to like you know,
exposure.
I just want to give people exposure that like really have been there, like genuinely been there, and been like working with me on this journey. And yeah, I got like shout out Two Turn, that's my boy Ricky, shout out him, shout out Johnny Five, you know, that's like a couple of the people that like just
late night news Steve.
Yeah.
So when it comes to you're a good looking kid, when it comes to the lady department, where are you at with that?
Are you getting creepy? Hey, you good looking boy. You got a girlfriend. How you feel about older, chubbier men? I'm just saying, love sees nothing, baby. We got no limits here.
Very funny. No, I got. I have a girlfriend though.
Oh,
we've been together. We've been together for like a year. So
do you have a red car?
Yeah.
They need you to move. Can we use your keys? Can we move
it? Yeah, of course.
Betty, can you move it? I'm sorry, man.
It's been getting in my head. When I did my radio interview with Polo G on the cruise show, he illegally parked his Cullinan in the front of the building.
He parked his what?
He illegally parked his Rolls Royce Cullinan in the front of the building.
If you got a Rolls Royce, man, is it really illegally parked anywhere?
No, you could park that anywhere. It'd be a pleasure.
Right? Park that in a handicapped spot. Dare somebody with a limp to say something to me. That ain't your spot. It ain't yours.
Y'all can move it if you want.
Yeah, so real quick, though, but back to the girl thing. So you've been with her for how long now?
Almost a year. It'll be a year on the 24th this month.
So will you consider her like a ride or die? Like, you know, because now you're getting big. Things get dicey for a lot of people.
Yeah, she's the best, man. I mean, she's been through like all the ups and downs.
Yeah.
Like, she knows how much. I'm good on that. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. But she's been through all of. She's been all through everything. Like, we done slept on the floor, like in my granny's basement with just a mattress, no covers, nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, she does. We do whatever for each
other.
That's
cool, man.
You know,
that's dope.
Yeah, that
is. That's the girl. That's the girl you keep.
Yes.
And I'm gonna tell you like right now, because you're gonna see a lot of girls gonna throw things at you that wouldn't have thrown things at you before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're gonna give you a shot because now they feel like they got a shot at something else.
Yeah.
But the one you ride with, the one that you came to the party with, is the one you leave with.
Of course. Yeah. Mm. Of course.
Yes. You know what? That was profound, even with hash brown in your mouth. That's how amazing. That's how profound that was. See,
you know, hash brown brings you wisdom.
Wisdom. CNN Mikey is in the house. Mikey, how do people get a hold of you on socials? Check out, follow you, and do all that stuff.
I'm at CNN Mikey on all platforms on Facebook. Looking me up as my government, Michael Zender.
My government name.
I love it.
So, Mikey, you were telling me something that was interesting, because we have always been told that that Facebook is over, like it's only for old people and stuff. But you were saying Facebook is getting hot again.
Oh, Facebook's been hot in the city. I'd say like everybody, like, I feel like everybody in Toledo, that's how they communicate, like, within the city. Like, you know what's going on in the city. Because if you're on TikTok or, like, Instagram even, like, you're not really tuned in what's going on in the city. You're just tuned on with who you follow.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you see a lot of different stuff just, like, within your location on Facebook, I'd say.
See, I do the same thing. Like, I'm on Twitter, but I'm also on... I use Facebook. I consider that, like, family, friends, and people that I know, and then Twitter more celebrity stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's two different platforms. But yeah, you said... What did you call CNN? What did you say? Call it the hood TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook's the hood TikTok, I'd say.
That's awesome. Well, man, we appreciate you coming in. I know you're flying out to L.A. next month.
No.
Or tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I'm going to Houston. Polo G's performing at a club down in Houston for my jeweler / business partner's birthday. And then after
you
that,
you have your own jeweler?
Yeah, well, he's like business partner / jeweler.
Gotcha.
His name's Jimmy Boy. Shout out him. But yeah, so.
Did you get any pieces made yet?
I mean, I'm hoping they surprise me with one soon, man. That'd be nice.
Hey, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you coming in from Springfield, 419 guy, CNN Mikey. Check him out on all social media platforms. Follow him. Cheer for him. You're a good kid, man.
Yeah.
Did you have kind of a rough life growing up? You seem like very humble and like you seem very wise for your age.
I think that makes me humble and wise.
Yeah.
Everything I've been through, really.
You have been through some stuff, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I can see in your eyes, man. Seriously.
It's the big brown eyes. Oh my, yeah.
It's the big brown eyes.
Have you thought about dating an older man? You seem like a real old soul.
I can save you.
I can save you.
I'm a caresser and a cuddler. I'm just saying. I got a Netflix account that we could share.
CNN Mikey, thank you for coming in, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And stay in touch, man. And hey, we're open. You can come in anytime. When you're in town, you're ready to do some stuff, just come see us anytime, man. Door's always open for you.
Okay, for sure. Thank you guys for having me.
CNN Mikey, here's traffic and weather.
Venue Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents this morning, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. 10th Street is closed in both directions between Jefferson and Madison through early July. Also, I-75 northbound between Monroe Street and Buck Road is restricted to 2 lanes. Additional lane restrictions and overnight ramp closures are possible. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With 2 new Toledo area locations, come see the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. The Joint Chiropractic. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. We're looking at partly cloudy skies turning into mostly cloudy skies in the PM hours today with highs in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, expect partly cloudy skies leading you into a beautiful Friday with highs around 78 degrees. Furniture Palace, guaranteed lowest prices and brand names like Ashley and Serta in stock. Locally owned and operated, meaning we make the rules, which also means if you don't like the price, we will work with you to get the furniture you need at the price you can afford. Plus, with no credit needed financing, you can take it home for $50 down. See store for details. With 4 convenient locations, Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Ave in Oregon are online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Primetime Deals of Perrysburg is now open. The place to get new and gently used name brand merchandise for pennies on the dollar. Deals on AC units, patio furniture, chairs, tables, recliners, umbrellas, canopies, lawnmowers, leaf blowers, weed whackers, bikes, grills, dishes, vacuums, carpet cleaners, rugs, tools, shop vacs, desks, entertainment centers, basketball hoops, mops, toys and kids stuff, planters, baskets, lamps, tools. This is just the start. A warehouse full of merchandise. Price ready to move, plus most is fully assembled and ready to go. Primetime Deals, 26725 Echo Road in Perrysburg, the place to save on everything.
You
You need it towed? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that tow. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms. Platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap. Nettie's on Fearing, a Toledo tradition since 1978, is now open for the season. There's nothing like Nettie's world-famous chili dogs and ice cream. Get your Nettie's on now. 325 South Fearing Boulevard on the corner of Airport and Detroit. Nettie's on Fearing.
Check out Toys But Nice Resale Shop. They buy and sell everything for children. Gently used and new clothing, books, strollers, baby items, shoes, toys, and more. Toys But Nice Resale Shop on Sylvania Avenue between Douglas and Secor, next to Cake Art Supplies. Open 7 days a week. Mention you heard this ad for an additional savings. Check them out on Facebook at Twice But Nice Toledo. Like and share their page with a 5-star review for $5 and free clothing.
Why not make an appointment to see my buddy Joel Cook at Fast Lane Auto Care? He'll check your car over and under, inside and out. Let Fast Lane change your oil, check your wipers and fluids. Take a look at those brake pads, rotate your tires. Have Joel and his ASC certified mechanics give your car its annual physical. These upcoming months are the worst months to have a breakdown. Not that there's ever really a good month for that. Keep your family safe and sound by making sure your car is safe and sound. Look, we don't want your life savings, just your business for life. Fast Lane Auto Care is at 4th Street and the Anthony Wayne Trail. Go see my buddy Joel.
Fast Lane Auto Repair.
Hames Timmers Law. Law you can understand. The law can sometimes be overwhelming. In a personal injury matter, you have to deal with complex issues and insurance adjusters who are out to protect the insurance company, not you. The law has timelines and deadlines you must meet. Don't wait until it's too late. Whether you suffered a personal injury from a car accident or dealing with a breach of contract claim for your business, you don't want to miss your window to act. Call Hames Timmers today and make sure you're protected. On the web at Hames, H-A-I-M-S, Timmers, T-I-M-S. M-M-E-R-S, Timmers Law.
Yo, turn it up. And Demetrius in the morning.
Welcome back. Driven by Taylor Automotive Family of Fine Cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships, test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. I'm Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, and Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty, is here. Some things we haven't gotten to yet this morning because we have been so busy, and we just had CNN Mikey in the house. And
which is such a really cool kid. So cool.
No, I agree. He is a really nice guy. Are you sick of the word ducking on your iPhone? Like when you type the F word and it autocorrects to ducking?
I have literally typed the F word into my phone so many times that it now auto corrects ducking
really?
To the F word.
No way.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh no, Bubba, I think your thumb slipped. Well, we know who you're texting. You mean...
It says Apple has just introduced a new AI-powered technology to help fix the problem, the ducking problem. Here is the Apple Senior Vice President of Software Engineering.
AutoCorrect is also getting more capable with refreshed design to better support you as you type. And in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Already has.
I can't believe it already has. What if there are a lot of duck farmers out there that are now all of a sudden it's going to be corrected to the F word?
Like all of a sudden, all you guys who market in ducks are like, I don't know why you're cussing at me, buddy.
I know.
I'm just trying to sell you four ducking birds.
Sorry.
Put a whole nother light on duck, duck, goose.
Right, exactly. It says 8% of us want to... Be greeted when walking into a store. Do you like when they hey, hi, welcome to Boba. Can I help you?
No.
You don't like that?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it. But it comes from, like, I'm already greeted when I walk into stores. It's a color thing.
Ah.
Oh.
Like, so I don't need you.
You're greeted by security?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, like, hi. When I was little, a lot of times when I would shop with my mom, like, security would ask us what we... Like we're doing following her.
Oh my gosh.
Because your mom was white?
Because my mom was white. Oh. And they'd be like, mom would have to turn around and go, these are my children.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Mm. So I'm good with being greeted at stores.
Okay. Kelly, you like being greeted or you like being left alone? You do?
I do like to be greeted. Every once in a while, like if I go into a store, I like someone to help me. I mean, it's services.
Dude, you trying to go to like a Lowe's or Home Depot or something and find anyone in there that wants to help you with something, man, good luck. It's the worst.
Sometimes I hear that this isn't really even my department.
Yep.
I'm in plumbing. And I'm like, then why are you rummaging around here in nuts and bolts?
Dude, I know. How do I always find someone that's walking through the department that's not their department?
I'm sorry, sir. Your orange apron just confused me.
Exactly.
Man. When you go to Olive Garden... What?
You hush your mouth on the world's best place.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. It's the McDonald's spaghetti food.
Really? The McDonald's? Because I don't think McDonald's does endless hash browns. What? No.
This is the
Olive Garden does.
Well, so you know how when they bring
not hash browns, but breadsticks. Right. Understand the same carbohydrate family.
You know how when they bring you your food, they ask you and they start grating the Parmesan on it. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them, I'm like, sir, you're about to have carpal tunnel because I'm not going to tell you to stop. It's my line with them all the time. They love it.
Your dad joke.
Yeah, it's my dad joke. You're about to have carpal tunnel by the time you put this Parmesan in this spaghetti.
I like to play block cheese chicken.
What is that?
And what that is we will lock eyes
and
she will start to grate it up and I'll just wait. And we'll get past a point where she's like, this isn't going to taste good. And no one waits this long. And I'm like, but how long can we wait? How long?
They have a little stand back there with like blocks of cheese.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to take one of those blocks of cheese.
She's like, man. No one lasts this long. And I'm like, I got Viagra eyes.
So there's this little girl, a video's going viral. She's at an Olive Garden and asked the server to just grate Parmesan onto her food and directly into her mouth, which is something genius now that I think I want to try. Just grate it right into my mouth. It's so good.
Okay, you tell me when, all right?
Yeah. Stop.
You got it.
Grate it into my mouth.
Oh, why, certainly. Is that enough now? Okay.
Right.
First of all,
mouth.
You little dominatrix, why don't you just back the hell up?
In my mouth.
Grate it into my mouth. Mommy said. What does mommy say?
Oh, man.
You little bossy ass kid. What's wrong with your parents letting you?
Demetrius.
That is gross. I would be embarrassed. I would be mortified if my kid looked at the server and went like this. Grated into my mouth.
Well, she doesn't sound like that.
Right, and then
she sounded a lot sweeter.
Right, exactly.
Grated, put it in my mouth. It puts it in my mouth, or else it gets the hose again.
It was cute.
It was super cute.
No, it wasn't. That was not cute. That was gross.
Shut up.
That was gross.
All right, best U.S. cities for naked biking. Let's see. It'd be a
San Francisco.
Seattle, followed by New York City, Austin, Texas, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, and then in Wisconsin, Madison and Milwaukee.
Madison, I can see that.
Yeah. See all the liberal places there. Yeah. They're like, hey, we'll turn our head the other way.
What did I see? Where did I see? I saw a sign. Oh, yeah. I don't know what you guys are doing in the Old West End. Let me just tell you.
Old West End is its own thing.
Yeah, I get it. But they are like, what is the word that you plagiarizing? They are plagiarizing other town sayings.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I was in the Old West End yesterday, and I saw a handful of signs that said, Old West End, keep it weird.
Oh, I was just
I'm like, you know what? You know who says that?
No.
Austin, Texas. Austin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Austin is keep Austin weird. Now, I'm saying this. Keep Old West End original. Come on, you old queens. Get it together.
It's funny because there's parts of Toledo that are they're Toledo, but like East Side is its own that's its own country. Old West End is its own country.
Yeah.
I don't know where else.
This is a very segmented city for as close as everybody is.
It is.
We have our own communities.
Yeah, no, I agree. A professional actor gives voice to an angry Duncan Yelp review. You may remember a YouTube series about 10 years ago where actors would give dramatic readings to angry Yelp reviews. This is one of the best. It's making the rounds again, going viral.
Why am I paying half/more price for basically toasted bagel? It basically looked like they thinly smeared a little bit of cream cheese on one side of the bagel with a finger. Is there some shortage of cream cheese I don't know about? What the H? I've never seen a DD do this. If I wanted to eat healthier and watch my fat consumption, I wouldn't be in a Dunkin' Donuts in the first place.
That's true. Dunkin' Donuts is trash.
Dude, you know what? Back in the day, Dunkin' Donuts used to be the spot.
Yeah, but
I loved Dunkin' Donuts back in the day. They were open 24 hours. My mom used to work like crazy shifts at Chrysler. Mm-hmm. And so we would be there at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and you would get a fresh glazed donut. Mm-hmm.
Sure you aren't thinking about Krispy Kreme?
No, I'm positive. Really? It was Dunkin' Donuts.
They did fresh glazed?
Oh. You get there when they were just pulling them out of the oven.
Yeah.
Like that time to make the donuts commercial was a real thing back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my God.
Dunkin' Donuts is the McDonald's of donuts.
Nowadays. It is. Yeah, it is sad. Yeah, nowadays.
Kids love it, though.
I know. They love the stupid drinks. They love the drinks they get over there and all the BS. But, I mean, it's between half this house is Dunkin' and half this house is Starbucks. And I tried to take them to a local coffee shop once, and they just didn't even get anything. Or one person, one of the kids got something and they didn't even drink it.
My oldest works at Dunkin'.
Oh, really?
Oh, my. And he wears that hat with pride. That DN hat.
Yeah.
Like, he wears it out.
It's DD.
I love it. That's so cool. Dunkin'?
Yeah.
Well, DD hat.
Well, I try not to gaze upon it. I'm like, honestly, that's like wearing your Arby's hat. Like, what are you doing?
Cute.
Just all you're doing is telling girls you got a job.
Yeah.
That's all they really care about.
Good marketing.
You don't need to let girls know you got savings.
By the way, CNN Mikey said that his dog. Wait a minute.
His dog ate his song.
Mikey. Oh, shoot. This is for Mikey. My daughter is a fan and has been listening. She wanted a shout out. Oh, man, I feel bad now. I didn't see that.
What's
text
her daughter's
message.
Name?
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's up, Mike? You're back, Mikey?
Yeah, you know, I thought I'd just swing on by. You know, I got an old soul.
Yeah, CNN Mikey is back in the studio. What's up, brother?
Hey, I just wanted to shout out to something triggered me deep down in my thing.
Yeah, to come back?
Yeah. Huh. So I just want to say big shout out to Jordan. Jordan, I know you listen. This is a. CNN Mikey played by Demetrius. I don't want you to be heartbroken. I don't want you to think that was a thing.
Hey, there's a new term called bed rotting. It's Gen Z's newest thing. So Generation Z, I've been doing this every weekend for years, but we just called it being lazy. But now their new term is bed rotting, where you just stay in bed all day. There's nothing much more to it. There aren't any rules. You can sleep, eat, watch TV, just stare at the ceiling. Only rule is you're not to feel guilty about laying in bed and rotting.
I went a bed rot so know, bad.
Right? Me too.
I haven't did that in years.
Videos about bed rotting have racked up over 300 million combined views on TikTok. Bed
absolutely
rotting.
Not.
What do you mean, absolutely not? What?
What is Gen Z? How old are they?
Like CNN Mikey's age. Like,
oh, 21 something?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to feel guilty?
No.
Just lay in bed, don't feel guilty all day.
Yep.
Just go, you know what?
Heaven. Don't,
yeah. That's fine for people who work.
Right?
Like you work hard.
I work hard.
Like you should be allowed to have a day. You know who shouldn't be allowed to have a day?
Huh.
21-year-olds. 21-year-olds shouldn't be allowed to have a day.
Of rotting?
You don't get to bed rot. Are you kidding me? And then you just get up and eat food out of my fridge and get into a bed that I pay for and then just lay there and just bed rot on my Netflix account? You crazy as hell. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to lay right next to you. And you know what? I'm going to lay next to you in underwear. I'm making this uncomfortable. We both going to bed rot together. We going to bed rot as a family.
What if that's
the
new
closest
thing?
Yes. Thing in the world?
The whole family yep. just sits in a bed all day and bed rots in our underwear.
Dude, you started something now.
Like, oh, no. I'm sorry, Mr. 22-year-old. I didn't know how hard your life was. You woke up with six abs. Six abs. I woke up with one ab, and it's just one big one. Nah, it ain't fair. You don't get no. I'm sorry.
But by the way, do you nap? Are you a napper? Because talking about bed rotting, napping can boost your creativity, particularly if you're able to think about something as you're falling asleep. You're saying napping is good for your creativity. Do you nap?
I involuntarily nap.
Involuntarily? Yeah. I mean, you just fall
like,
asleep?
Where I'm on the couch and then the next thing I wake up and three episodes on Netflix have gone by.
Oh my like, God, so I watched, jealous.
I watched the entire season of FUBAR. I don't remember watching FUBAR on Netflix. I sat down and took a nap.
Oh my God.
Do you nap, Kelly?
No, I wish I could. I can't. I've tried. I can't.
I can nap 1 hour. I try to nap 1 hour a day if I can. Not it doesn't always happen, but they're saying that it's good for you if you can nap. So
oh yeah. Dude, if you can find the time to nap, if you can go and nobody looks for you for an hour.
Yeah.
That is a good day.
Yeah.
Really that is a really good day.
Really good day.
Exactly. All right, that is things we hadn't gotten to yet this morning. One last check of traffic and weather.
New Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents this morning, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. 10th Street is closed in both directions between Jefferson and Madison through early July. Also, I-75 northbound between Monroe Street and Buck Road is restricted to two lanes. Additional lane restrictions and overnight ramp closures are possible. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new Toledo area locations, come see the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. The Joint Chiropractic. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. We're looking at partly cloudy skies turning into mostly cloudy skies in the PM hours today with highs in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, expect partly cloudy skies leading you into a beautiful Friday with highs around 78 degrees. Furniture Palace, guaranteed lowest prices and brand names like Ashley and Serta in stock. Locally owned and operated, meaning we make the rules, which also means if you don't like the price, we will work with you to get the furniture you need at the price you can afford. Plus, with no credit needed financing, you can take it home for $50 down. See store for details. With four convenient locations, Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Ave in Oregon are online at FurnituréPalaceToledo.com. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Kelly Latz, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. Questions every home buyer should ask. How old is the roof? How old are the mechanics, such as the furnace, AC, water heater? How much are the utilities? Is this house on a flood zone? Call me, Kelly Latt, 734-308-7707, or email me at kellylatt@howardhanna.com. I will answer all your questions before you even ask them.
Toledo's best photography experience, Selfie World, is now open. Over 20 interactive and immersive rooms with rotating design to capture the best photos in Toledo. There's nothing like this anywhere else. Ideal for date night, time with friends and family, birthday parties. We have a party room, bachelorette parties, wedding or baby showers, TikToks, Instagram pics, or make your own event. You will capture your greatest images and biggest smiles at Selfie World.
Next time you're looking for something fun and local to do, head to Selfie World and snap up some fantastic photos.
If you are looking for the most unique pictures, Selfie World is for you. Locally owned by Toledo area moms and centrally located off Secor and Central at 3205 West Central Avenue near Cricket West. Open evenings and weekends. Book your tickets online at selfieworldtol.com. Remember influencer code 1033 when booking. Selfie World is the only location you need for perfect pictures.
We all know Toledo is the place where brands come to test new food and drink products. Well, Toledo is about to do it again. A brand new adult beverage is coming to the 419 this summer. There's nothing like it in the country. Turtles Brew, sweet tea and bourbon, zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten-free, and it comes in some amazing flavors. Cherry lime sweet tea and bourbon, orange vanilla sweet tea and bourbon, raspberry peach sweet tea and bourbon, and more flavors coming soon. Get Turtles Brew at Joseph's Beverage Center on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall, Sean's Irish Tavern on Bancroft in Sylvania, and R&S Market in Swanton. Or ask for it by name at your favorite bar, restaurant, or where you purchase adult beverages. If you have an establishment you think should carry Turtles Brew, drop us a line at turtlesbrew.com. A portion of all sales is donated to support efforts to save sea turtles. Turtles Brew, a bourbon lover's tea.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months. And make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24-7 at TaylorAuto.com. Or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
For qualified buyers with approved credit. No payment interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual miles. No security deposit required. Must finance through KNF. Offers expire. 6/3/23.
Remember how delicious your Thanksgiving dinner was? So good! You know who else remembers? The tens of thousands of bacteria in your garbage bin, because they're still feasting. Take them from feast to deceased with a can cleaning from 3A Eco Cans. 3A Eco Cans will blast your grotesque garbage grime with 200-degree boiling soapy suds to make your can so clean you could feast in it. But, you know, don't. Monthly, bi-monthly, and seasonal cleans start at $31. Never touch a dirty, stinky can again with 3A Eco Cans. Online at cancleaners.com.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price, special orders, and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-thru window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about. Primetime Deals of Perrysburg is now open. The place to get new and gently used name brand merchandise for pennies on the dollar. Deals on AC units, patio furniture, chairs, tables, recliners, umbrellas, canopies, lawnmowers, leaf blowers, weed whackers, bikes, grills, dishes, vacuums, carpet cleaners, rugs, tools, shop vacs, desks, entertainment centers, basketball hoops, mops, toys and kid stuff, planters, baskets, lamps, tools. This is just the start. A warehouse full of merchandise. Price ready to move, plus most is fully assembled and ready to go. Primetime Deals, 26725 Echo Road in Perrysburg, the place to save on everything. Palace, Furniture Palace, Toledo's locally owned furniture store. Concept is simple. They give you great deals on furniture, and they're local, and they guarantee the lowest prices. Plus, they got the no credit needed financing, so you can take furniture home with as little as $50 down. Four convenient locations: Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. Coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Slees on the 50s, brought to you in part by Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special, something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers, fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside, ooh, one of a kind.
Jaffe Jewelers, celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Slees on Andrew C. and Demetrius in the Morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve Slees on the 50s. Hey, Steve.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm getting excited. My first wedding is going to be where I'm going to officiate. It's going to be this Saturday. I'm getting kind of excited. Just got to tweak my little speech a little bit. So any tips, any little hints, any little things you suggest?
Oh, man.
I would definitely.
Because they want it kind of, the couple want it kind of light and fun. Yeah. So that's what, and they're not, you know, really religious. So that type of thing. Oh, so I thought I was going to do, I still might do it though, kind of like a do I know you kind of segment before we go into the traditional vow type of things, like, you know, questions like, does he know, really know her, and vice versa, that type of thing. I thought that'd be kind of fun.
That's a little too, that's a little dangerous.
That's outside the box.
That is way too, so many things could go sideways.
Like, what do you mean? I don't even understand the concept. Like,
well,
you're
the concept is, you know, it's like match game.
Uh-huh.
It's like, how well do you know?
Like, while you're up there at the altar?
The person you're about to say I do to, and then watch me fail miserably, and then expect this ceremony to continue. No,
yeah,
thank
it
you.
It could be very controversial.
Right? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think you should go with it, Steve.
Tell us all about it afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're thinking the questions are going to be bad. I'm thinking, like, questions like, okay, like asking him, like, how did you know she was the one? And then asking her, how did she know he was the one? That type of thing.
Oh, really? Because that's such an easy question to answer, right?
That's not putting them on the spot whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
how did you know? Well, when she told me she was pregnant.
Oh.
Well, not that these two, but I know I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, fun times.
I don't know. Well,
let us know what you come up with. It'll be fun.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be hearing about it. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be working on it today. So I'm sure you'll be hearing about it. I can't wait. I'm excited because they're a sweet couple. So, and they're big fans of the show. So I'm sure they're listening.
Good. What's going on in Slees?
Well, listen up, all you WWE fans. The Iron Shrek got pinned by the Grim Reaper. Yes. WWE Hall of Famer, the Iron Shrek, died yesterday. Well, he was 81 years old.
Steve. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Demetrius, has Steve ever watched, I've barely watched wrestling. Uh-huh. Has Steve ever watched wrestling?
I'm going to go with no, donkey.
Why do you say no?
Because I'm not the Iron Shrek.
It's the Iron Sheik. Steve?
It's the Sheik. I call him Shrek.
The Iron Shrek.
Come here, donkey. I'm going to put you in there. Figure four.
he was like a Middle Eastern.
I call him Shrek.
He was like the Iron Shrek. Wasn't he like a Middle Eastern guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Iron Sheik. He was supposed to be like, yes.
He's supposed to be like the embodiment of the evil of the
Middle East.
The Middle East, yes.
Steve, I'd be right there with you. So.
Pixar.
Girl, you can tell I don't watch no wrestling. I'm not trying to watch no wrestling. I don't care about no wrestling.
I can't wait to see
Iron
Pixar.
Shrek.
The Iron Shrek 3.
Come here, Hulk Hogan, you donkey.
Oh, brother, I can't wait to snap into another fairy tale. Oh.
So, I'm
the gingerbread man. Oh.
What did Iron Sheik die of? What happened?
Well, he was old. One, I mean, he was 81. So his real name, I'm gonna try this, is Hussein Khushal Ali Basadi. Well, actually, was from Iran. He was from Iran. So before coming to America, he was a bodyguard for the Shah and a decorated amateur wrestler. Oh. So before breaking into the pros, he was a Greco-Roman champ and even coached the 1972 U.S. Olympic team. Now, he's probably best known for losing the WWF Championship to Hulk Hogan in 1983, kicking off the Hulkamania era, one of the most popular periods in the history of wrestling. And as an American-hating bad guy, he also famously feuded with Sergeant Slaughter. Oh my God! Who watches this stuff? It's so fake. I can't even. Oh, my friend Jafar loves.
See, that's what happens.
Loves it.
That's what happens when people who like make a mistake. They always hate on something they don't watch. They're like, "It's the dumbest thing ever," and you're like, "You've never watched it because it's dumb." You dumb. You probably know how to moonwalk too. That's a dumbass dance.
It is dumb.
And you're like, "Cause you can't moonwalk."
I just don't get it.
I know. No, I'm with you, Steve. What else, Steve?
Do you watch it?
Man, I used to watch the hell out of wrestling when I was a kid.
Yes, you did.
I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan and his vitamins, my bones would be less dense.
I did get a text message in, Steve. It says, Steve, I don't know the difference. Shrek. A chic, whatever, who cares?
Iron Shrek.
That's what I call it.
I know.
Iron Shrek is a much more humorous than a chic. I'm just telling you.
What else?
You ain't kidding.
Come back, I can't get any more. My script is not coming back up. So
yeah, it needs time to recover from that too.
Yes, something's going on here. I don't even know. We'll see you at the next break.
Okay. Oh, is that it? Oh man! All right, thank you.
Yeah, something's coming up with my script. It's all right. I can't get the rest of it.
No worries. All right, that's cool. We'll check back with you. That is Steve Sleaze on the 50s. Brought to you in part by Med One Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. MedOne Care has all the answers and more. MedOne Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. MedOne Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? MedOne Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. MedOne Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. MedOne Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.